What a thrill, what a pleasure it is to see so many folks out at Mount Calvary this morning, especially with the time change. Whoever comes in at about 5 minutes to 12, we'll give them a nice round of applause here for being all right. That's happened a few times here, you know. Jane and John Medeiros had that honor 1 year like that. That was nice. We're going to turn to hymn number 56. I want you to just be seated on this one. I'm talking to you.
Okay.
No. Everyone, the reason I want to introduce this song. We had a concert on Friday night, and everyone had said with the weather on Thursday and how difficult it was, and then you know if you were out any on Friday, the roads here were still pretty dicey over there, still snowpacked. We had ice everywhere, and we were torn our mind and hearts about whether to cancel, whether to do. Brother Pat made it up on Thursday to Lexington, Virginia. He broke down, ran into a guardrail, had problems there, had to stay overnight. To the point where on Friday, Brother Matt left here, went to Lexington, Virginia to pick him up, to bring him to the concert here on Friday night, took him back. I said, Brother, we must love you because you're the only singer that we have valet service for from Lexington, Virginia to come and sing for us. And we had the concert and we were about half filled and we had more people than I thought would come out because the weather was so difficult. But in doing that, in your own mind, in your own heart, after he got up and sang and gave his testimony, I totally realized that not only the concert was for us, but it was also for him. Brother Pat, he shared from his heart and different things that are going on in his life and the struggles he's had and the challenges. But all through that concert, he was positive, knowing that no matter what comes up, God will take care of you. So what I want to do, I just want to start this song, Kevin, if you don't mind. And come on in there. It's not quite 12 o'clock, Matt, but we'll let you come on in a few minutes after 11. Come on up. See this? You want to pick out a color in there? I've got mine on this morning. We sang on Friday night, and Matt had brought us all these little handkerchiefs over
Who's
here.
Who's responsible for that?
Matt did. Matt brought those in. Like, yes, you know, this is our change to our wardrobe this year.
Church.
Yeah. Let's sing together, 56. God will take care of you. Be not dismayed. Good. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. It's really important that you set the tone. I don't know what your business occupation is. I know that if you've ever been blessed enough to have people, that you've had authority over people in work. How important it is every day to set the tone. I think the greatest thing that you can do in your spiritual walk with God is every morning set the tone. Talk to the man. When I stand up here and we begin our service this morning, Brother Kevin Brown over on my side here, and just love that guy and he and Becky and what wonderful things that they have done for the work. Miss Gita is one of the kindest souls that I've ever known. And to have an individual who has just an unbelievable talent in music, especially classic music and some of the things that she's able to do and play, to come to this small church and to use her talents. Wow. Brother Terry Lee, and you just heard people that not only have talent, but they're willing to use the experiences of life that they have had. He and Jennifer and all the challenges, and who knew? Just a few moments ago, I was talking to Cousin Rick, and he said, you know, I never thought this would happen. I never thought this triple bypass. I never had any idea of all. Same thing when I talked to Jennifer and Terry about, I never thought that a storm, a hurricane coming in to New Orleans, God would use that for our benefit. And the benefit has been for us here. When you have people like that, when you have Vicky over here and she has threatened and whipped this choir into shape. When you have people like that surrounding you, I believe that you're setting the tone for something good from God today. So Terry and Edie, thank you. And Valerie, Vicky, thank you. Whatever you, Valerie, thank you too. You might as well stand up. I've got, let's see, Matt, stand up. Valerie, stand up. Catherine, Dave, all these, who all's here today? Catherine McGee here today. Dave O'Kane here today. Dave O'Kane, I know, stand up.
He's here.
Yeah. We're going to do this birthday thing all at one time. Are you ready? Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Don't forget, coming up this Wednesday night, we will have our study. We're finishing up in the book. We got a brand new book. We'll be starting out probably not this Wednesday, but next Wednesday we'll have our study beginning that. Cancel that. For next Wednesday, I have something totally different. I believe that is the 18th of March. We need to have an annual meeting. Well, Calvary's a little bit different. They vote on the pastor every year. And I was waiting until Bob left so we could have this meeting and vote on the pastor. So hopefully on that Wednesday night on the 18th, I believe, is we'll give you some more information next week. We'll have an annual meeting here and talk about some things in the upcoming year. We've got the bids in for the front doors. We've got items for the shed out back, different things we need to do around the church, and we've got some officers we need to add. We've got all kind of goodies to do and some changes here, so if you put that on your calendar. Come on. Anything that I missed as far as announcements out there like that? Matt, let's sing it real quick. Let's sing it real quick. Get Matt up here. Guys, I want to hear a little walk with me in this message, and the choir is going to sing a little bit later on.
Walk with me, walk with me, lest mine eyes no longer see all the glory, all the story of your love. Talk to me, like you spoke so tenderly when you walk there, when you talk there by the sea. Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee, and let me learn and and let me learn to pray like he prayed in the Garden of
Gethsemane.
Take my hand, please take my hand, and teach me,
Lord,
to understand all my duty, all the beauty of your love.
Wow. What a thrill, what a thrill to be in the house of God. What a thrill to be shoveled and scraped and melted and salted and sanded. I want to read you this. There was once a beautiful home that began to show signs of neglect. The paint was peeling, the roof and the windows were needing repair. Tree limbs which had blown and lying in the high grass in the front yard and the backyard. And the property was an eyesore to the community. Suddenly, there was new life at this house. It said that workmen were seen repairing the roof and the windows, and painters were busy on both the interior and exterior and putting on a fresh new coat of paint. The grass got cut and the dead limbs removed. And within a week, a new driveway and sidewalks were installed. The neighbors were very pleased with the change. That house that had become an eyesore now was the envy of the neighborhood. And one of the neighbors said, the difference in that house was a man inside. The difference in that house was the man inside. A new owner had moved in. And because of him, things had changed. I believe without a shadow of a doubt, that when God comes into your heart, you accept him as a personal Savior, his Son Jesus Christ. You are a new creature in Christ. You're a new man. You're a new woman. I believe that old things are just put away. And he begins to make a change in you. And I believe that this change that he makes in us is the thing that we strive for in our Christian walk. I was so proud of myself. I've been accused many times of going to the pulpit without all the proper notes sitting in front of me. I not only have the notes in front of me, but you'll notice in the bulletin that I chose the scriptures to preach on this month. Then we canceled church last Sunday. So much for that idea. This is not the one that's in the bulletin. Sorry about that. Today, I know that it would be a day where we were finally able to get back together. I knew with the weather, the way it's been, and the challenges. I mean, it's been right here one Sunday, and it's, I don't know, 4 or 5 degrees, you know, between. It's been difficult, as you well know. And I thought today we're going to have an opportunity with the forecast being up in the 50s, I think it's going to be today. The sun was just so absolutely beautiful this morning. that we would have an opportunity just to get together and see again one another. And I was looking forward to that, seeing people I hadn't seen here in a few weeks. I tell you one thing, I miss church. I do. I miss church. I miss coming in. I miss seeing these smiling faces. I really hate to admit it. I missed old Don Hartzell's coffee. And that's saying a lot, brother. I'll tell you that right now. And I knew, and we would have folks. We hadn't seen folks. And for me, whenever I do it, I got to kind of go recap. I got to go over things again. I got to remind some folks, you know, just, I came from a background, worked in so many jobs and doing the roof work and doing the sheet metal work, all those things. I had one of those jobs that when you got folks in, you work that morning, sometimes after lunch, you got to retrain them. That's all. That's the way it is. And I'm in that same boat. I find myself wanting to go back to those things that I know that I have found great inner strength in. This morning I asked Matt, I said, "Brother, can you sing that Walk With Me?" Because that's just a song that every time I sing it, I receive a blessing from singing it. Because it's a very, very simple song with a simple message, with a simple message. And in the book of Romans, over in the sixth chapter, there's just a little small verse that I'm going to share with you. I'm going to shorten it up. I'm just going to give you the 17th verse. The 17th verse in the sixth chapter in the book of Romans. "But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin," and in my reading there's a little comma there, and this is what it reads, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine. Doctrine is nothing more than the teaching of God's word, to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that doctrine. You obeyed from the heart that doctrine. You put to work these hands. Something that you felt from your heart that God revealed to you through your mind. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing unto the reading of your word today, and let us each one individually receive that truth that you'd have us have. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. All God's people, amen. 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 A very simple thing. I call it from your head to your heart to your hands. From your head to your heart to your hands. How do we know anything about God? We learn from hearing. We learn from hearing. Preaching, the spoken word, these themes that we hear and enjoy so much in the songs. In just a few minutes, the choir is going to sing a song that I absolutely love. It goes so well with communion. It's an old, old hymn of the church that many times I heard my mother sing on the road from Alexander, Virginia, all the way down to Piney River. It's a song that has great meaning to me. I heard the song, but then later on, that song began to grow in my heart. There are things you hear, they don't quite get settled in. There's a difference between a mind knowledge and a heart knowledge. Phil explained to me one time, he says, you know, there was an accident on the roadside, and the gentleman was laying face down. Another fellow just kind of walked by, and he kind of sat up on the guardrail with a cigarette in hand. He says, you know, somebody ought to do something about this. And then as soon as the paramedics got there and they took that gentleman who was hurting so bad and they turned him over, he dropped that cigarette. He said, oh my God, that's my brother. Do something, do something. That's my brother. Do something. He went from a head knowledge to a heart knowledge. These things that we talk about, you hear them. You hear them. But it is only when God makes it real in your heart through His Holy Spirit do you really know what He's talking about. And that's what's going on with me. I've heard scriptures most of my life. I've heard things and principles and doctrines, and it is amazing through my walk in life that God, through His wisdom, allows me to have those little spiritual light bulbs that finally go off. The things that I have heard, the things that I have read, the things that I have spoken upon, still He is revealing to me in my heart what they really mean. And then because of that, He allows my hands to go to work. What I have heard through doctrine, what He has revealed to me in my heart, then I have made a choice to put those things to work with my hands. And folks, praise be God, you're doing that too. The testimonies that I hear this morning, thank God for all the prayers. I wouldn't be here today and feeling as well as I am without the prayers. People over and over again thanking God for those individuals been kind enough to pray one for another, to send cards, to lift up, to just simply do what needs to be done. God will challenge us. He will challenge us to work for Him. I'm not sure where my little spiritual energizer bunny is this morning. Anybody know where she's at? Noreen, don't look. Kathy, don't look at me like you don't know who I'm talking about. Somebody wake those two up out there. I don't know where my spiritual energizer buzz is. She's probably busy doing something, going, traveling somewhere, doing. Let me tell you something. I love people who take their Christianity and put it to work. I love people who are willing to say, I don't know what needs to be done. I don't know if I'm qualified. I'm not sure if I can do it, but I'll try. I'm simply going to try. I believe that God will bless it. I see it. I see those things that we hear in our minds, God revealing Himself in our hearts. And I see the hands at work. You learn it with your mind. You love it with your heart. But then you start to live it with your hands and your feet and the way that you go about living your life. Where does it begin? It begins right here. It begins right here at communion. This communion represents us thanking Him for what He did for us. It represents your acceptance of His body being broken, of the blood being shed. And it is simply through your faith in Him you are guaranteed eternal life through Jesus Christ. Amen. Just a couple minutes, we're going to come up and we're going to serve this communion. It's a wonderful way to start your week. Trust me, folks, it sets the tone. It sets the tone of where you begin in your service for Him. You may have questions. You may have doubts. That's okay. I would 10 times 10 rather have a fellow or lady who is doubting, who has questions, who wants to talk about it, who wants to share about it, or just says, than somebody just keeps all those things inside and goes through the motion and really they're empty. That's sad. That's very sad. As I stood here this morning thinking about the people that I had surrounding me, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. What an opportunity we have to do things for God. I believe that you ought to start to get excited about what you're going to see out of God in this upcoming year. No more snow. That's the first thing that I'm looking forward to. I am looking forward to sunshine. I am looking forward to warmer weather. And not just on the outside. I'm looking forward to sunshine on the inside and people even become warmer and more Christ-like in their walk and dealing with struggles they have inside. And sooner or later, God, you know, I'm just tired of that. I'm going to let God just take a hold and do His work the way He wants to do it. I think the campgrounds is going to do wonderful this year and God is going to bless. Why? Because people have been faithful. They have been faithful in doing what God has called them to do. I think the choir is going to sing better this year than they've ever sung before because I know Vicki will not allow you not to sing better than you did before. Why? Because she is faithful on Wednesday night to sit here and plunk these notes out one at a time. Don't look that away. Whatever you do, don't look that away. I believe the guys, I believe the concerts are going to be wonderful this year because we had a concert on Friday night that everyone here felt the Holy Spirit a blessing. And I know the man who God appointed to come and minister to us, he was blessed. I believe that God is going to do a work this year. Amen. Amen. In the scripture, God says that before he served, that he prayed. Now, what I'm going to do at this time, and I want you to do it as calmly as you can, and that just, I guess if we do that, there'll be a miracle here at Mount Calvary. But I'm going to call the choir to come on up and take a place over here. I'm going to read some scripture, and I want them to sing the old rugged cross. Come on up, choir members. Find the place just as quietly as you can. Flip them right.
despised by the world as a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. So I cherish the
Amen. received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Let's hold it together. Thank you.